Good morning, everyone. Okay, it's okay. Say good morning. All right. With the biggest smile you can possibly have, turn to the person next to you and say, "I'm glad you're here."
大家互相说，主日早上好。
We'll do that again because some of you are not smiling, right? You want to look glorious before the Lord, right? So let's try that again to the other person, other side. Say, "I'm glad you're here."
大家露出最美丽的笑容，彼此问安。
Yeah. I'm sure many of us are here with different kind of thoughts and different kind of place, and you had a rough week. But in this moment here, the Bible tells us this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
我们虽然在周日中间有各种各样的劳苦愁烦，但是圣经告诉我们，今天我们是神的主日，我们要在这里来敬拜赞美神。
So let us be glad in it, and let us rejoice in the word that God is to give us. That Psalm 80 is talking about God restoring us.
就是刚才我们读的经文诗篇第八十篇告诫我们是神来恢复我们。
And whenever God restores his people, we notice in the Bible they celebrate.
每当神来坚固他的子民的时候，他的子民就会欢呼雀跃的来庆祝。
That's another way of saying they party.
就是另外换一个词，就是他们是来开一个 party 来庆祝。
So this is the morning that we come together and we celebrate God's goodness as we hear His word.
今天我们在神的殿里面来一起来学习神的话语，来感谢神的美好。
We're going to look at Luke chapter 18 this morning.
今天我们要学习的是路加福音十八章。
And He will read that for us.
路加福音十八章一到八节。耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。说某城里有一个官，不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。那城里有个寡妇，常到他那里说：“我有一个对头，求你给我伸冤。”他多日不准。后来心里说：“我虽不惧怕神，也不尊重世人，只因这寡妇烦扰我，我就给他伸冤吧，免得他常来缠磨我。”主说：“你们听这不义之官所说的话，神的选民昼夜呼吁他。”他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？我告诉你们，要快快地给你们伸冤了。然而人子来的时候，得见世上有信德的吗？
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning, and we want to hear your voice, not mine, and we want to know you more. And in understanding who you are, we want to live as Christ lived. So God, bless us in that way. Speak to us individually and as corporately to follow Jesus through prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This morning I want to look at a parable. Now, parables are stories that Jesus told using common activities to share a deeper truth.
今天早上我们要学习的是一个比喻。耶稣经常在圣经里用比喻来用日常所见到的场景来讲述更深层的属灵的意义。
And you find these primarily in the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
这些比喻都大多出现在马太福音、马可福音和路加福音里面。
And the reason I'm sharing this and the message I've shared previously as well as today is not so that we know more about Jesus, even though that's important.
我们分享这样的耶稣的比喻和学习圣经的时候，不是仅仅是知道更多关于耶稣的故事。
Our goal is not necessarily to respect Jesus more, although we should, but our goal is to revere Jesus as our Lord.
我们不仅仅是想知道更多的耶稣基督，但是我们更多的是要把他作为我们生命的主。
Jesus did not tell us to come and study about me, learn about me, memorize about me only.
耶稣基督来到世上的话，并不是告诉他的门徒说是你要知道更多关于我的故事，知道我的事迹等等，而是。
Jesus said, "Come follow me," which is to me, do what I do, you know, walk the way I walk, and engage with the world the way I engage with the world.
耶稣来到世上，告诉他追随他的人说：“你要做我的门徒，像我这样的讲话形式和与世上来做各种各样的接触。”
There's a guy named Kyle Idleman. He wrote a book called Not a Fan, and the basis of that book is basically this: Right? There are people who admire Jesus and those who are aligned with Jesus.
就是有这样一本书，它讲的主旨，这本书的主旨就是说是世上有很多的人是仅仅是仰慕耶稣基督，但是并不愿意用耶稣基督的心的来行事。
In other words, he's saying that there are so many fans of Jesus, people who like what Jesus said, people who like what he taught, but never want to live as he taught.
他说的是，就是说有很多耶稣的仰慕者，但是真正的愿意像耶稣那样行事的人是很少的。
They like the Christmas stories, they like the Easter stories and occasions like that, but they don't necessarily want to walk the way Jesus walked and live the way Jesus lived.
他们往往喜欢的是关于这个圣诞节的故事和复活节的故事，但是他们在日常生活中却是拒绝像耶稣基督那样来行。
There's a huge difference between people who want to just hear about what Jesus said and actually want to live the way he said in a surrender life.
仅仅是愿意听耶稣基督所讲的这些经义和在生活中把它行出来，这中间有巨大的区别。
So this morning I want to talk about that he wants disciples. Disciples are those who live as Christ lived, not just people who admire from afar.
今天早上我们要学习的是，我们要作为基督耶稣基督的门徒。就作为门徒的意思，就是要像耶稣基督那样来行事，而不仅仅是在远远的来仰慕耶稣基督。
And I'm sure everyone in this room right now are disciples, not just fans.
我相信我们在座的所有的人都应该是耶稣基督的门徒，而不仅仅是耶稣基督的仰慕者。
And if you are a fan, then I hope you move towards disciple.
如果你仅仅是耶稣基督仰慕者的话，我希望你能够成为耶稣基督真正的门徒。
Because Jesus said, narrow is the way to life, and broad is the way to destruction.
因为耶稣基督告诉我们，通往生命的道路是窄的，通往灭亡的道路却是宽的。
And discipleship is the narrow path.
真正作为门徒的道路是一条人生的窄路。
And this morning I want to talk about a parable that is quite different than the others in a sense that Jesus explains this to us.
今天我们学习的这个比喻的话是跟耶稣别的比喻不太一样，是因为是耶稣基督一开篇就告诉我们这个比喻的意义是什么。
Most of the time, Jesus tells a parable, and everybody's confused, and he leaves them like that.
往往有时候耶稣基督讲一个比喻的话，他的门徒却不能够明白他到底讲的是什么。
And the disciples will come and go, Jesus, what did you mean by that? And Jesus confuses them more by saying things like, Are you so dull that you still don't understand? And he just moves on.
往往是耶稣基督的门徒听了以后说，到底这是什么意思呢？耶稣基督会问更多的问题。反问他们说，难道你们是这么的不开化吗？还是不明白？然后耶稣基督就讲别的事情。
But this morning, Jesus tells us exactly what he means by this parable.
今天早上这个比喻的话，耶稣基督特别清楚地讲明他这个比喻的意义是什么。
One of the first things we need to understand when we read this parable is that you and I are the widow, not the judge.
我们在读这个学习这个比喻的时候，我们要知道我们就是那个寡妇，而我们并不是那法官。
We are the widow. We're not the one who's sitting on the throne.
我们再一次强调一下，说我们应该是我们的地位就像那个寡妇，而不是坐在一个宝座上的那个法官。
Verse 1 says Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up.
这个第一节就告诉我们，我们要常常祷告，不可灰心。
And these are two big ideas, right? You can't separate this. Your prayer and your perseverance, they go together. So if you want to persevere and to live the kind of life Jesus called us to live, which is to live abundantly, then prayer is essential to that life.
这里面讲了两个真理，就是常常祷告和不可灰心，这两个是互相联合在一起的。如果我们想要过出丰富的生命来，像耶稣基督所告诉我们要得的生命的话，如果要活出这样的生命的话，就需要常常祷告，才能够这样真正的过得这样的生活。
What we find in life is that there are things that we do, like, so for example, when we go to a wedding, you don't go in your shorts and slippers, right? Anybody go to weddings with shorts and slippers? No. Why? Because that's the way that we learn to behave.
就是好像在我们生活中也常常这样的场景，有些事是经常关联在一起的。比如说你要参加一个婚礼的话， 你不会只穿着你的拖鞋或者穿着短裤，是因为这样我们并不是我们的社会里面所常常这样做的。
When we go to funerals, you don't wear bright yellow suit.
当我们去参加葬礼的时候，我们也不会穿一个特别鲜艳的黄色的衣服。
But that's not proper.
因为这样的话并不合适。
And when we come to church, there's a certain way that we dress, and the Bible says dress modestly, right? Don't be so revealing.
当我们来教会敬拜神的时候，圣经也告诉我们，我们需要应该怎么样穿着，就是说不要穿着过分暴露。
And it's proper.
要合适。
And it's the way that we live our lives.
这是我们在过生活的时候有各种各样这样的常规。
Some of you noticed that I'm wearing this again instead of my regular stuff.
今天大家可能注意到我穿了一个这个牧师的袍子。
Because every time I come up here, Wei always looks like a pastor and I'm the translator.
因为今天是特别的圣餐主日。
Because I don't know who your wife is, but she's a lucky man to have, a lucky woman to have you. Is she here?
She's here.
Yeah, I know, I see her. All right. She's so lucky to have you. I wear this, you can't top this.Right? He can't wear this, right? Why? Because I think it's proper for this congregation. Prayer is part of our life where it's proper that we pray, and it's essential for Christian life.
就是祷告是对我们生命是不可或缺的。
So much so that Jesus says you cannot separate that from your life.
耶稣基督告诉我们，祷告和我们的生命是紧密连接的。
And then with that, he starts to tell this parable. Verse 2 says, In a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought.
然后是这个第二节就告诉我们说，在有一个城里面有个官，他不惧怕神，也不怜恤人。
So just to put it in the context, if you're a widow in the first century, you're in big trouble. Because no one's going to take care of you. You don't have any safety net. You have no social power. Left alone, you're just going to starve.
就是在当时这个社会的情况下，在一世纪的时候，在犹太这个社会里面，如果你是一个寡妇的话，你是无依无靠的，你没有社会的地位，如果是没有人帮助你的话，你就可能会不能够生存。
And this woman has surmised that the person who's going to help her is going to be this judge, because unless this judge helps, she's in big trouble.
这个寡妇就觉得是，除非是有人帮助她，她现在就是这个法官来帮助他的话，他就是生存都是会很有困难的。
So you see it in the book of Acts, one of the first things the church had to deal with in the book of Acts was the caring of the widows.
我们在使徒行传里也学习到说，就是当时的初期的教会，他们一个需要解决的一个问题，就是说他们是应该去传道呢，还是应该照顾寡妇。
So they positioned deacons to serve the church.
他们就是说是在教会的执事来。有一个很大的职分就是来照顾寡妇。
So if you're a deacon in this church, your call is to serve the church.
就是如果你是教会的执事的话，你要为教会服务。
Deaconship is not a ruling body, but it's a serving body to share with people your gifts so that the church will find harmony within the context of the community.
就是是的这个职位的话，不是一个是一个。上巨下从上而下的一个领导的位置，而是一个服侍的位置。
And God positioned the elders to be the rulers, in other words, the seers, overseers of the church, and they get to preach the word because of that.
然后教会的长老在教会里面，长老的话是教会长整个教会的这个领导的一个团体，他们可以传扬神的话语。
So the Bible tells us the deacons are serving so that elders, the apostles, the pastors.Can pray and preach the word.
圣经告诉我们说，执事的话是主要来服务整个教会的。这样的话，长老和牧师可以来传述神的话语。
So the church started to serve the widows because they were in need. And this widow thought, this judge can surely help me. But this judge was utterly indifferent towards this widow.
这个寡妇就觉得这个法官应该可以帮助她，但是这个法官却是不敬畏神，也不关心世人。
The Bible tells us that he didn't care about this woman or anybody else. He didn't care about God or what God thought. Only thing he cared about was himself and perhaps those who were close to him.
这个圣经这个故事里面告诉我们说，这个法官的话，他并不敬畏神，也不关心世人，他可能关心的仅仅是在生命中间比较跟他比较亲近的人。
And yet this widow kept coming and kept coming and kept coming, so much so that verse 5 tells us, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me.
但是就是这个寡妇就是从不放弃, 她一直来找这个法官来申冤, 结果的话, 在第五章的时候, 她就说, 这个法官就说, 因为这寡妇烦扰我, 我就给她申冤吧, 免得她来时常缠扰我。
So she keeps coming, keeps coming. I mean, they're like our kids, right? I don't know if you had little kids. When my kids were little, they would want something and they got stuck in it, right? Dad, can I have this? No. Dad, can I have this? No. Dad, can I have this? No. I have two options. Say yes or beat him. Right? So I chose the first option. Okay, go take it. Just leave me alone. That's what she's doing here, right?
这个寡妇要做的事情跟我们平常好像一个小孩子 给我们要东西的时候一样，因为有时候小孩子也会，他们心意定下来要一件东西的话，就会经常会，比如说我的孩子会问我说，我就要这个东西，我说不行，他就拒绝我就要这个东西。我只有两个选择，要么就是说把这个东西给他，或者是来打他一顿。我往往选择的话就是，那我就给你吧，把这个东西你所要的我就给了你，免得你来烦扰我。
I mean, if you've traveled with little kids, you must have heard this. Are we there yet?
如果你和小孩子一起出去旅游的话，你就会经常听到小孩子们，你的孩子们就说：“我们到了吗？”
How many times do they say that?
他们会说几次这样的话呢？
Until the entire trip is over, they say that. Are we there yet? Like 5 minutes out of your house, are we there yet?
就是他们往往会在整个旅途上就会这么说。 我们刚刚离开房子，我们家里面就说是5分钟，他们就说我们到了没有，什么时候可以到？
And the kids are relentless.
这个小孩子们往往是在他们所求他们所要东西的时候是坚持不懈的。
And if you yell at them, do they stop? No, they make it worse by crying.
如果是你对他，
they start crying, now you have to stop. And everyone's mad and angry except for the kid because he's finally got what he wanted.
就如果这个孩子的话，如果是 你即使对他们生气的话，他们也不会停止。然后是，你如果发脾气的话，他们往往哭起来。哭起来以后的话，大家只好停下来。结果是他们最终还是能够通过各种方式得到他们所想得到的。
The judge finally gives in, and then Jesus gives us the actual lesson he wants to teach us in verse 6 through 7. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off?
就是这个法官，这个比喻中的法官，最终的话是帮助了这个寡妇。然后这个耶稣基督下面就是告诉我们，这个比喻的主旨所在，就是神的选民主说，神的选民昼夜呼吁他，他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不最终给他们伸冤吗？
Basically what Jesus is saying is this, if this unjust, evil judge listens to this widow who keeps coming to him, then how much more will your heavenly Father who loves you and cares for you and gracious towards you answer your prayer?
就是耶稣基督说的话，就是说是这个不义的法官，不尊重神的法官，能够仍然会最终是帮了这个寡妇，但神是我们做我们的天父，拣选了我们的话， 他岂不是更多大大来听从我们的呼求？
And that's the main point of this story.
这个就是这个比喻的主旨所在。
Which is to say that God is saying to, Jesus is telling us, pray as if your life depends on it. Don't make prayer into a to-do list.
耶稣基督告诉我们这时，就说我们的祷告应该是好像我们的生命就完全靠这个祷告，而不是另外一件事情是我们所要做的另外一件事而已。
Let me read verse 7 and 8 to us. It says, will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly.
就是第七章说是神的选民昼夜呼求他，他纵然为了他忍了多时，岂不最终给他们伸冤吗？我告诉你们，要快快的给他们伸冤吗？
Now we have to define that word quickly because what we think quickly is very different than first century quickly.
就是这个快快的伸冤，我们要正当的理解。我们现在所理解的快快，和当时第一个世纪的快是不太一样的。
We hear the word quickly, and we're thinking, I'm going to pray tonight, and by tomorrow morning, I'm married, have kids, and my life's going to be amazing quickly.
我们往往是这样以为，是我今天晚上来祷告，第二天早上的话，我的所有的事情都心想事成，然后生命从此生活从此是一帆风顺。
Once I enter my 50s, I realize time is going faster, and people are telling me it'll go even faster.
我一旦是过了50岁以后，我就觉得是时间过得非常快，然后又有人告诉我，或以后会过得越来越快。
And I'm sure some of you know what I'm talking about.
我相信中间这个在座的50岁以上的会有同感。
Unless you're Luke that just walked in with her mom and dad, with his mom and dad.
除非是一个小朋友的父母。
You know, I went to Costco recently. You know what they're selling right now? They're already selling Thanksgiving and Christmas stuff. They're skipping months now. That's how fast time is going to fly.
就是我最近去的 Costco 就发现是他们现在就开始促销关于感恩节和圣诞节的礼品礼物了。
But not for the little ones, right? 6 months to some of our little ones is 1/4 of their life.
对于小孩子来讲的话，就是说6个月其实是很短暂，是很长的。对他们来讲，如果2岁的小孩子，6个月就相当于生命的1/4。
So when the little ones say, "Oh, that sounds like forever," it really feels like forever for them.
当小孩子说好像时间这么久的话，对他们来讲确实是，好像时间很长。
So if time moves like that for me who is in my 50s, imagine what quickly means for God.
对于我来讲的话，我已经50多岁，时间就过得很快。那对于这个自由拥有的神来讲的话，那个
God's quickly is probably very different than my quickly, because my quickly is microwave quickly, but not God's.
就是神的快的深渊和我的快是不一样的。我的快往往是就像一个微波炉，使用微波炉食品。
I know some of you guys study Corinthians.And there, Paul says, I'm going to come over. Do you want me to come over and take care of this? It feels like he's going to come over quickly. But it takes him 5 years quickly.
我们在学习哥林多前书的时候，保罗说，我很愿意很快到你们那里去。结果事实上的话，保罗是5年之后才去了哥林多教会。
So quickly means different from God. But this is one thing I do know, is that God does not act randomly.
就是神的快和我们的快所理解的快是不一样的，但是有一点特别我们可以确认的话，就神不是随机的。
God does not abandon us, but he will shape us and mold us until we become like his son Jesus Christ.
神做一切都是有目的的，他做的所有的一切就是让我们能够更像主他的儿子耶稣基督。
Now Luke 18 is not a unique parable. Jesus talked about prayer a lot, so much so that some of you know.These prayers by memory. Let me ask you, ask and you will.
就是关于这个圣经关于这个祷告的话很多。如果你寻求的话，就会有。
And we're gonna make this interactive, okay? Because it's 21st century. Ask and you will.
你们祈求下面是什么
？You receive. We know this, right? Seek and you will.
寻求你们就会寻见。
You'll find, right?Knock and the door will.
如果叩门就会给你们开门。
So the question is, why aren't we knocking?
对，现在问题就是我们为什么没有去寻求和敲门。
You've heard this, and one of the problems that we have in the Christian world is that we love what Jesus said, but we don't want to do what Jesus commanded us.
现今的基督就是基督这个敬拜这个传整个这个基督。基督教会里面一个最大的问题是，我们仅仅是满足于听这个讲道，而不愿意把听到的行出来。
So prayer then for Jesus is not just a topic he shared, but prayer for him he taught it and then he lived it. He showed it to his disciples, and we find it throughout the Gospels.
对耶稣基督来说，祷告并不仅仅他这么说了一下，我们可以看到，就耶稣在世的时候，他是身体力行，在各种场合来祷告。
I'm going to spend quite a bit of time here because I would like to see our church be a church that prays.
我会多花一些时间，我希望我们教会成为一个祷告的教会。
Jesus, when he went to the temple to clean it, he didn't say, my house shall be house of worship, my house will be house of lots of rooms, house will be house of a lot of people. He said, my house shall be house of what? Prayer.
就是耶稣在清理圣殿的时候，他说的话就是说 他希望这个圣殿不是成为圣殿有很宏大等等，而是说我希望这个圣殿成为一个祷告的圣殿。
And I ask you this morning, name one church that you know in the Bay Area that is known for prayer.
我想问大家，就是说在湾区的话，有没有你知道的一个教会是以祷告而出名
？I bet you can't name one.
可能你不能够说出这样一个教会，是以祷告，是一个祷告的教会。
And that is an indictment towards the church this morning.
这个事实我们不能够。这个事实就好像是对我们教会的一个指控。
And that's the kind of church that God is looking for.
祷告的教会是神所寻求的教会。
And I hope we as church become a church that relies on God and prays to God because He alone can do what we desire. And He alone can do what we should desire and change our lives.
我希望我们的教会成为一个祷告的教会，因为我们只有靠神的大能才能够做，他能够才能实现我们所能做的一切。
So let me just share with you the life of Jesus and how much prayer was integral to his ministry.
我们下面来学习一下，就是耶稣基督在世的时候，祷告是跟他的生命和他和他的是如何紧密的连接的。
In Luke chapter 3, we know the story. Jesus is coming and he's going to get baptized. Father will say something that sounds like a thunder to everyone and the Holy Spirit will descend upon him like a dove.
我们在路加福音第三章说，就是众百姓都受了洗，耶稣基督也受了洗，正祷告的时候，天就开了，圣灵降在他身上，形状仿佛鸽子。
So verse 21 tells us with all the people, when all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him.In bodily form, like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, You are my son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased.
这是在同样的福音路加福音三章第21-22节这样的故事我们都是很熟悉的。
Right? So you see, Jesus is not just coming down here as if it's just another ceremony. He's not treating baptism like an empty ritual. He actually walks in there, talking to the Father and connecting with the Father. And this is going to be the pattern of his life.
就是耶稣并没有把这个受洗仅仅作为仪式，他在受洗的时候，同时在向天父在祷告。这样的话，就是给我们一个很好的耶稣基督是如何在他的生命中使用祷告。
In Luke chapter 6, Jesus is about to pick 12 disciples. Now he had many disciples by this point, but he wants to pick that 12 that he's going to train and be with him to start the early church minus Judas.And verse 12 of chapter 6 says this, One of those days Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent it to God. When morning came, he called the disciples to him and chose 12 of them whom he also designated apostles.
是路加福音第六章12节这样的故事，就是说耶稣基督当时已经有很多的门徒，但他想拣选12个最终要建立他教会的门徒除了那个犹大以外。这是12节，那时耶稣出去上山祷告，整夜祷告神。到了天亮，叫他的门徒来，就从他们中间挑选12个人，称他们为使徒。
So Jesus is about to make a major decision, and the first thing he does is not to run off to counselors. What he does is that he goes to the Father and says, God, I need direction here. Whom should I choose? Now you can liken this to us. Are you getting married? Is that the right person? We always ask that question. Did you ask God? Major decision. Are you going to buy a house? Major decision. Are you going to move somewhere else? Major decision.These major decisions you find in Jesus' life is littered with prayer.
就是在做重大决定的时候，在这时候，耶稣基督给我们很好的例子。他在选12个门徒的时候，这是一个比较大的决定。在我们自己的话，在人生中，比如说你是要结婚，或者是要换工作，或者要离开一个去到一个新的地方，在这种重大的人生决定的时候，我们也要像耶稣基督一样来寻求神的旨意。
I know some of you are really young, so that means you're not married yet, right? Are you praying for your spouse right now?
在你中间是不是有些还比较年轻，没有结婚的话，你是不是在向神祷告？就是说你应该找到什么样的伴侣
？So I don't discriminate. You can be older and not be married. Are you praying for your spouse right now?
就是不管你的年纪是什么样，如果你还是单身的话，你是不是在？如果想成为一个家庭，是不是在寻求神的旨意？你应该找到一个什么样的伴侣
？Parents who have single kids, are you praying for their spouse right now?
如果你作为父母的话，你的孩子还没有结婚，你是不是在为他们将来的所要找到的伴侣在祷告？
Because you know he or she is already walking around the earth right now, right? Unless your daughter or son is going to marry somebody who's like 50 years younger than her or whatever, right? So are you praying for them? That's a major decision. It'll change your life if you meet the wrong person.
就是人生的伴侣是十分重要的，我们在这种情况一定要祷告，因为否则的话，错误的决定的话，会给人生带来很不好的结果。
Mark chapter 1:35, it says, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, went off to a solitary place where he prayed.
在马可福音里面，我们看到就是说是次日清晨，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
Now, very early is very ambiguous in modern society, right? Because very early for some people is 9 a.m., for others is 12 p.m., right? So Jesus says, well, let me tell you what I mean by very early. He says, while it was still dark.
在我们现在这个当代的社会里面，天还比较早的时候，往往是不是那么确定，对有人来说是早上九点钟，也可能是中午，但耶稣在这里面是特别明确，早晨就是天还没亮的时候。
So the stars are still out there. He goes out and to find a quiet place to connect with the Father. Now Matthew 14:23 tells us after he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone.
就是在马太福音，又有这样的一个例子，就是他散了以后，耶稣他独自上山去祷告，到了晚上，只有一个人在那里。
So he prays early in the morning and then he prays late at night. Luke 9:28. About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up onto a mountain to pray. As he was praying, notice it says he was praying, but they were not. The appearance of his face changed and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus.
就是耶稣是在清晨，天没亮的时候就是祷告，然后夜晚的时候也在祷告。同时在这个路加福音这个九章的时候，就是这个事情过了八天以后，耶稣带着彼得、约翰、雅各上山去祷告，正祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变了，衣服洁白放光。
I mean, this is an amazing scene, right? Moses and Elijah has been dead for hundreds of years. But Moses, that represents the law, and Elijah, who represents the prophets, they're saying at the center of that is Jesus himself. Now look at this, okay? So baptism, he's praying. When he's making major decision to choose 12 disciples, he's praying. Early in the morning, he's praying. Late at night, he's praying. Life-changing decision moment like transfiguration, he's praying.
就是我们这里可以看到耶稣基督是在早上的时候，在天未亮的时候在祷告，晚上也在祷告，在人生重大决定的时候也在祷告，在这个时候，他也祷告，然后有耶稣，有那个摩西代表着律法和这个以利沙代表着先知，跟他在一起。
So I hope you're getting it right now, at least by now, that Jesus did not treat prayer like if I have 5 minutes, if I have more time, if my work gets less, if my kids grow up. No, this is part of who he is. This is the very breath that he breathes every single day, is to connect with the Father.
耶稣对待祷告就像是对待呼吸一样，他是每时每刻都在跟神密切的连接，并不是像我们有时候会想象的，如果有五分钟我就祷告，如果孩子长大以后我再祷告，他是把它当成像呼吸一样重要。
Matthew 26:36, then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful. In trouble. Then he said to them, My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. The keep watch with me is the first century way of saying pray with me.
在马太福音这个经文里面讲的是，就是耶稣来一个地方，同门徒来了一个地方叫客西马尼，对他们说，你们坐在这里，等我到那里去祷告。于是带着彼得和西比他的两个儿子同去，就忧愁起来，极其难过。便对他们说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死，你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。警醒在那个时候其实就是祷告的意思。
Matthew 27:46, this is while he's on the cross. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me. He's praying, referring to Psalm 22, where he says, they have pierced my hands and my feet. They divided my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing. He's praying and pointing, saying, I am the one that the Father has prophesied in the Old Testament.
就是在耶稣在十字架上，他也这么大声喊，就是说，我的神，我的神，你为什么遗弃我？ 他这个是指的是，就像在诗篇二十二篇，他这样在预示，他就是神那个，他就是那个救世主。诗篇二十二篇十六节，他们扎了我的手，我的脚，我的骨头都能数过，他们睁了眼睛看我。十八节说，他们分我的外衣，为我的里衣沾酒。
In Luke 23 tells us, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. So he's on the cross, looking at the very people that have spat at him and jeered at him and said, God, would you forgive them? And he's praying.
在路加福音，他最后也说是，就是说神啊，求你原谅他们，因为他们不知道他们所做的。
In verse 46 of the same chapter, Jesus called out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. So with his dying breath on the cross, he's still praying.
最终的时刻，在十字架上，在他正要受死的时候，他也是在同样的话在祷告。他就说：“父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。”然后说了这话，气就断了。
I can find more verses, but let me just share with you, right? Major decision, he's praying. Early in the morning, he's praying. In the evening, he's praying. On the mountaintop and under crushing sorrow, he's praying. On the cross, he's praying. And his last breath, he's praying.
我再总结一下，就是耶稣在任何时候都是在祷告，他在清晨，他在晚上，他在做重大决定的时候，他在人生最后一刻的时候，他都在一直在跟神密切的连接，在不停的祷告。
So if your prayer is only like 5 minutes and you check it and then you forget about God all day, you're missing something.
如果你的祷告仅仅是好像五分钟，是一个例行公事一样，然后五分钟你祷告完毕之后，然后在这个下面的一天里面的话。
Because for Christians, prayer needs to be something that's part of who we are. Not necessarily you're in a room on your knees all the time, that's important. But wherever you go, you are being aware of God's presence over your life, and you're talking to Him.
对于基督徒来说，我们的祷告是不仅仅是就是来跪下向神，一个人在内室里面向神来呼求，同时也是在当每天每时每刻就
So it'll look something like this, right? You wake up in the morning, you go, thank you, Lord, for another day. Because I know a lot of people didn't get one this morning.
早上起来以后，第一件事应该说，神，我感谢你，我还有这一天，因为我知道很多人今天就不在这个世上。
You're eating your breakfast, and you're going, God, thank you for this breakfast. Because I know most of the people in the world will not eat like this.
所以我们吃早餐的时候，我们就说：“神啊，我感谢你给我这样的早餐，因为我们知道，在这个世上很多人并不能吃像我这样的早餐。”
You get that cup of coffee, nice and warm, that Americano that you love so much, and you go, God, thank you, because this is luxury for most of the people in the world.
就是你在喝咖啡的时候，你喜最喜欢的咖啡的品种的时候，你要献上祷告，因为你知道这个咖啡其实是一种。
When your children run into your room, you go, thank God, my two-year-old is healthy, because there's a lot of kids in the hospital who are not.
当你的孩子跑着来问候你的时候，跟你亲近的时候，你应该献上你的感恩，因为你知道，在这个世上很多小孩子还在医院里面。Thank
God that my gas is not $7 anymore.
同时你对这个现在这个汽油价总算降下来，就不再是七块钱。
And when you get used to those things, you can even enter into things like, Lord, should I see her? Should I take this job? Should I move?
就如果你进入这样的跟神亲密的连接，你会在任何事情都会寻求神的旨意，就是说是找工作，或者是愿不愿意去见一个人，等等等等。
Or maybe even God, should I get involved in this decision making? God, what should I do? How do I handle this situation? God, what do I do about my health? You enter into this mode where everything becomes a connection with the Father.
在你跟神亲密连接的时候，你会在任何事情上，甚至事情上都会寻求神的旨意。 不管是大事小事，你都会来寻求。
So prayer becomes a continual thing instead of a moment where you say Amen and it's done.
就是祷告是应该成为一个在我们每时每天连续的经常发生的，而不是一件事情你做完以后就把它忘掉。
If you're dating right now, you're not praying. I'm sorry, but you're lacking God's wisdom in your life.
如果你现在在寻求伴侣的时候，如果你没有祷告的话，那我告诉你，你其实是缺失了很多，你并没有神的智慧在你里面。
You have kids who need to pray and you're not praying. I'm sorry, because you don't have protection of God over them.
如果你有孩子的话，你没有为你的孩子祷告的话，你也是做得很不完全，因为是你并没有神的保护在你的孩子身上。
So what Bible tells us is keep praying, keep knocking, trust God's clock.
圣经告诉我们说要不停地祷告，相信神的旨意，然后不停地叩门寻求。
Prayer out of any discipline in Christian life will reveal how mature you are.
祷告是最能展示出我们这个基督徒生命的这种成熟的程度。
Because if you're not praying, what you're basically saying is this: I don't need God. I'm self-sufficient. I can take care of myself. Get off my back, God.
如果你没有祷告的话，你就其实是在宣告你并不需要神，你自己可以处理所有的事情。
But what Jesus continued to remind us is that no, you're not the judge. You're the widow. You need to be dependent upon God because any moment things can change like this.
耶稣这里面提醒我们的是，就我们并不是能够掌管我们的生命，我们就像那个寡妇一样，我们是完全依靠在神才能够度过每一刻，因为事情会突然的会改变。
There's a guy named Dave, and he's in his mid-40s, and he's a wonderful husband. You know, buys flowers for his wife, you know, kisses her, says goodbye, just one of the best husbands.
有这样一个弟兄，他是一个，他的名字叫大卫，他是一个十分的好的一个弟兄。也十分好的先生，他虽然是结婚多年，还是经常给他太太买鲜花，经常亲吻等等。
因为 long day of work comes home, he sees his kid playing a basketball in the driveway, and he gets off and plays with him. Just great father as well. Just overall, just wonderful guy. He goes to church, and people naturally navigate, just goes near him because he's so encouraging and always in so much joy.
其实他也是一个很好的父亲，他虽然是工作一天很累的时候，但如果看到他的孩子在打篮球，他也会参与打篮球，跟他在一起。他在教会也是十分的在积极的参与，他是这样的一个很有领导力的人，人们会自然而然的聚集在他的周围。
And he takes care of himself. He eats really clean. He runs about 3 miles almost every day, right? And he's got a really, really good health.Right, he's like a nice car that's not going to break down anytime soon.
他对自己的健康也十分的关注，他吃的也很健康，然后每天也会经常去锻炼身体，他的一切都好像很好。
And he goes to the doctor every year to get a routine checkup. Like every year he goes, and then everything turns out okay. Except this year, the doctor kind of looked at his chart and said, "Hey, let's have another test."
他每年的话就会做例行的每年的体检，而且以前的话就是每年都很好，也没有任何问题。只是今年的时候，这个大夫看到他那个体检报告以后，然后就仔细又看了一下，说让我们再重新再做一个这个检验。
And the doctor says these words, this word that he never wants to hear. The word is cancer.
然后在再度检验以后，这个大夫就告诉他一个这个。他不愿意听到的话，就说他有癌症。
Just like that, everything changes. Next year's vacation is no longer next year. He wants to walk his daughter down the aisle, and that's in jeopardy. The confidence that I'll have tomorrow is just a mirage.
就像这样，所有的一些计划都就被抛在窗外。他明年的旅行计划，他的愿望，希望将来他女儿长大的时候能够。参加他女儿的婚礼，所有的一切在一瞬间就得到了改变。
James reminds us in chapter 4 verse 14, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
雅各书告诉我们说，就是说明天，其实明天是什么，你们并不知道。我们的生命就好像是一片雾，出现多小时就不见了。
What James is saying is this: your life is never in your control.
雅各告诉我们，我们并不掌管我们的生命。
And knowing that is God's mercy and God's love.
知道这个事实是神的爱和神的恩典。
You can be perfect parent, raise your kids perfectly, pray for them, tell the Bible story, bring them to church, go to youth group, do all of that, and yet you cannot guarantee.
你可以是一个很好的父母亲，然后带你的孩子去教会，给他们所有的正道教育教导他们，但这并不能够保证他们将来会。
You can bring your roses, be romantic towards your spouse, and even that cannot guarantee your relationship.
你可以每天给你的配偶有鲜花，但即使这样的话，也不能够保证你的婚姻会很顺。
You can be debt free, have wonderful 401k prepared for you, and yet there's no guarantee. People are nervous. Look at people right now; they're nervous.
即使你的退休金账户一切都很好，但是这也是不是由你所能够依靠的保障，因为现在你可以四周望去，大家都会经常有很多的焦虑。
After this service, I go change, talk to people, hang out a little bit. I get in my car, put on my seatbelt, and I'm out of control.
这个今天的祷告，今天的一个正道以后，我去换下我的这个是牧师的袍子，然后会做到这个一切，下面的一切都不会在都是在神的手里。
My wife was coming back from work this week.She was getting on Thornton off of 880. As she's getting on the freeway, she sees this car flip in front of her and just lands.
就是我的太太这一周在去上班的时候，她在Thornton 就是 Fremont 北边一条路上的时候，在还没上高速之前，她把前面一辆车就是那么突然就翻过去了。
We're the widow. We're dependent. We're not self-sufficient. We need God.
我们就是像那个寡妇一样，我们并不能够掌控自己的所有的一切，我们需要时时刻刻都需要上帝。
There used to be a song, I don't know if Asian community sang this, but I sung it when I was a little kid. And the song goes like this: It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I'll translate that.
所以说也这样的一个诗歌，我们是要自己不是别人在祷告，我们是每个人自己都要向神来呼求。
My friends, you and I are dependent on God, whether we like it or not. And what prayer does, it reveals to us how dependent we are to Him.
我们的事实是我们就像那寡妇一样是需要神的话，通过祷告我们可以让我们自己更明白我们真实的处境。
I've been a pastor for like 25 years, and I think I have good 15 or 20 years left now.
我已经成为牧师有25年了，我觉得下面可能还会有15到25年的侍奉。
And over the years, you know, I learned a lot of methods, like how to exegete, how to put a message together, and how to project it to the people, so hopefully they understand and they take something with them.
就是在这些做牧师这么多年以后。我学习到了很多，知道怎么样组织这个讲道，怎么样能够把这个信息更清楚地传播出去，希望能感动会众，能够带领会众有所得着。
And then I went to like countless conferences and retreats where I learned how to do church techniques, the system, structure, and management.
我去参加了很多的这个就是牧师的大会和各种各样的讲座。就告诉怎么样去组织这个教会，怎么样去讲道。
And somewhere along the line, I lost that fire, the fire that makes me go on my knees and ask God, God, I need you, otherwise nothing will happen.
在这个过程中，虽然我知道了很多的这个技巧和很多的方式，但我感觉到我渐渐的失去了最初那种火热，能够来跪在地上来寻求神的旨意到底是什么。
I preach every week, and hopefully people who hear from me are hearing God's word. I pour my guts out every Sunday, and I'm hoping that I can inspire and motivate people towards change to become more like Jesus Christ. But let's be honest, how long do these messages last for you?
我每周都会有布道，然后我每次布道都是精心的来准备和传讲神的信息。我希望是这个信息能够感动会众，会众因此会有所改变， 但是我要真实的问你一个问题，就是说我们真的能这个信息在你的心里面汇总中间能够存在多久，然后你的改变能够持续多久。
I'm sure you have moments in worship where you're like, yeah, I'm going to pray. Hopefully that happens today, right? I'm going to pray more this week. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to do all these things. But by the time you get to the parking lot, you forget about it.
今天可能是在你在听这个牧师讲授的时候，讲到的时候，你可能在唱圣诗的时候，你下定决心，我这一周要好好祷告，好好的读经。可能是，也有可能是你在走出这个散会以后，走到停车场，你就完全忘掉。
And by tomorrow morning, you're trying to figure out what did he talk about yesterday.
到明天早上的时候，你就会想到底牧师昨天证道到底证道的内容是什么。
That's why you need to pray.Because only Jesus can change you.
这就是为什么我们要时常祷告，因为是只有耶稣才能改变我们。
Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing."
耶稣告诉我们说，除我之外，你什么也不能做。
And too many people, Christians, are trying to do things without Jesus.
很多基督徒却是依靠自己，不靠耶稣。
Let me close with this. A lot of us who grew up in the church grew up hearing our parents' prayers.
我们中间有很多人是在教会中长大的，我们在成长的过程中听到我们父母的祷告。
I don't know. My mom speaks tongues, and when I first heard her pray that, I was so scared.
我的妈妈会讲方言，但我第一次听到我妈妈讲方言的时候，我确实感到很害怕。
She has the gift, right? And she's like, I'm like, whoa, who just walked into my room? But she was praying, and she did that every single morning at 5:30 a.m.
第一次我听到的时候，我感到很恐惧。但是我的妈妈是每天早上在五点半的时候，都坚持不懈地为我们祷告，用方言为我们祷告。
So when my family get together, we always remember that it's because of mom and dad's prayer that we are here.
我们的现在家庭，也经常聚在一起。来纪念我们的父母，我们之所以成为我们现在这个样子，是因为跟我们的父母的不懈的祷告是有关的。
Because the question is, do your kids and my kids hear us praying?
我现在问大家的问题是，你将来你的孩子长大会不会听到你的祷告
？And will your kids' kids hear them pray?
还是就是你的孩子的孩子，他们会不会听到他们也继续？行在这个神的道上，听到他们的祷告。
I saw my dad cry 2 times.
我看到我父亲曾经哭过两次。
First time was at my grandma's funeral.
第一次是在我奶奶的葬礼上。
Second time was I believe around 3rd or 4th grade. Him and my mom took me to a revival and he was praying there, and he was just weeping because life was tough for him in the United States.
另外一次是当时是我的父母带我们去一个退休会，当时的话我父亲在祷告的时候泪流满面，因为当时他们刚到美国，在生活是十分的不容易。
My friends, let us be a church that prays, yeah?
让我们成为一个祷告的教会。
Where your children and my children grow up eating the prayers of their parents.
我们的孩子都能够听到，在成长的过程听到我们为他们的不懈的祷告。
And we got a whole new generation of people coming up, right? Like I told you, I mean Valerie and Daniel's here, and I see Luke there. May Luke grow up eating grandma and grandpa, great grandma now, and also mom and dad's prayer.
我们看到有新的一代在教会里面成长，我们看到 Luke， 我们希望是所有的孩子都能够听到父母在为他们不懈的祷告，我们为他们做出。下一代做出榜样。
So that when life's difficulties come, our strength, like the psalmist read or the psalmist wrote in chapter 80, is in the Almighty God and not an almighty dollar.
就是在生活的灾难冲击我们的时候，我们能够依靠神，就像我们读的今天读的圣经一样，我们依靠的是我们的神，而不是世上的财富。
So before we take the communion, which we'll do this morning, let's commit in our hearts. Let's desperately pray to God as if our life depends on it, because it does.
今天我们在领受圣餐之前，让我们每个人真心的祷告，好像我们的生命就是完全依靠着我们的祷告。没有祷告，我们就不能够生活。
So this morning, we will have communion, And the wine represents the blood of Jesus Christ. And the wafer represents the body of Christ that was broken for us. And the last day before he took the cross, he gathered his disciples together and he said, remember me. Remember who Jesus is. And this morning I would like for us to remember that Jesus was a man of prayer. And he's calling us to that life as well. Where we with our life show the world that we are dependent on this Jesus. And it is to remember that Jesus is on his way to gather us and bring us into his kingdom. So we live our life with that as our vision. Let me pray, and then we will share the communion together. Father, we thank you for this morning. We come before you and confess that we as followers of Jesus have not depended on you. We were like the Israelites out of Egypt, wanting to go back to Egypt. God, forgive us. May we be known not only for our kindness and our love, not only for our people, not only for wonderful nursery or rooms that we have or the wonderful building that you've gifted us, but may we be known as church that prays to God. And when Jesus says, my house shall be house of prayer, that there's no guilt in us because we truly want to see this house be filled with prayers of your saints. This morning as we take communion, we remember this Jesus who showed us with his life that prayer is essential, not an addition. And may we remember him who is on his way to gather his children. And may our life reflect that vision of our future each day as we live and walk as Christ lived and walked.